Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Hi, Jameer. My name is Liz, and I'm calling about a charge on my credit card, and I'd like you to tell me what it was for.
Okay, ma'am. If you will, please provide me with your zip code so I can pull up that account.
Okay, it's 91405.
And may I have your first and last name, please, ma'am?
Liz Wilonic.
Okay, ma'am, so I was able to locate that account for you. Could you verify the mailing address for security purposes?
14741 Valerio Street, Van Nuys, California, 91405.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second here. And it says here that back on October 31st, you ordered a Wi-Fi booster. And then I see here you were charged November, December, January and February for $49.97, and then February actually was $56.95. Give me
okay.
1 second. Let me
the bogus
up.
Charge. This is totally, totally bogus.
I mean, what do you mean by that, ma'am?
Tell me all these charges that have been made from October 31st for a Wi-Fi booster, which I never got.
It says here that that product was shipped out on November 1st.
And what was it? Okay, and tell me the charges that have been incurred on my account now for this.
So, you were charged $49.97 on November 18th, December 19th, and January 19th. And on February 19th, you were charged $56.95.
Right.
And
so it's $49.97 twice and $56.95?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
So,
why am I being ripped off by your company?
Well, it's not our company, ma'am. We're just a call center. Give me 1 second. Let me read these terms and conditions that was on that survey when you ordered that Wi-Fi booster and see why you were charged.
I canceled it. I ordered it, and then I thought about it, and I canceled it.
And how did you cancel that account, ma'am?
By phone.
I'm not seeing any.
So I've been charged $156.19. My mother passed away just before Christmas, and I haven't been able to deal with and look at my bills closely. But now that I called on a Sunday morning, and I realize I am being totally ripped off, how much are you going to keep charging my credit card?
Okay.
December, January, and February for a Wi-Fi booster?
No, ma'am, that's not why you.
Piece of junk that I never got. What?
That's not what those charges are for.
What are those charges for?
Okay, ma'am. So those terms and conditions on that survey you ordered that Wi-Fi booster from, it stated that if this account was not canceled within 48 hours, it would be enrolled into an online gadget store membership. And with that membership purchase, the customer will receive a $125 gift card. And it also says that they emailed their customers regarding that account. So you should have received an email around November 18th.
A freaking email. I never got the Wi-Fi booster. I canceled it immediately. And I'm being ripped off by some gadget bullshit thing that you're telling me. And
okay.
I want to be credited for all these amounts, and I want my name taken off this bogus bullshit.
Okay, ma'am, I will help you, but could you please refrain from using that language?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am, so give me 1 second. Let me get this account canceled for you. Let me see, because again, I am just a third-party call center. I don't handle any of these products or websites. I just provide the information that I'm given with. So with that being said, ma'am, again, they did have those terms and conditions on their website before placing that order. I could help you with the February and January charge, but the December and November charge I cannot, because it's already past the 2 months.
The November charge too? When did this start charging? I can't believe this.
Okay,
can
again.
You please, when did this start charging?
Okay, again, ma'am, you first got charged on November 18th for $49.97. And again, in December and January. And in February, you got charged $56.95.
And they increased it? Oh, my God. It's a total ripoff. I'm being totally ripped off.
Okay, so again, I can help you with the February and January charge, but the December and November charge is already past the 2 months criteria. So, give me 1 second. Okay, ma'am, so I can get you in order for me to refund this money back to you, ma'am, I have to discount those charges because those terms and conditions, again, those was on that site. And so I can discount those two charges
site
for you.
Can you tell me the site?
I'm not sure what website or survey you took to order it. It just, whenever we pulled up the account, the terms and conditions come up as well. So I know you could have...
You are charging my credit card for as a third party, and you don't even know and can't tell me what the company is that you're charging me for?
Ma'am, so again, it was for the Factory Direct Savings Store. Again, we aren't charging you. They are. We just handled the accounts. So, again...
It's called Direct Savings Store?
Factory Direct.
What?
Factory Direct Saving, SAVING Store.
And what's their phone number?
I'm not sure. There's no phone number popping up, just their website name. There is an email support.
Okay, what is that?
Okay, give me 1 second, ma'am.
These fucking surveys, excuse me. How could they just, you know, and you're, I can't believe your company is working for these bogus places, man.
So it's like, so how we start, so anyone could actually apply for us to service their accounts if they have a business up. So, again, I do apologize about that for the inconvenience, ma'am. And their support email is support, the at sign.
Wait, support and what?
The at sign, the A with the circle.
Got it.
T-R-Y, D as in dog, I-R-E-C-T, D as in dog, I-S-C-O, UNT products.com.
Jesus, what an email address. Okay, I'd like to repeat this. Support at trydirectdiscountproducts.com.
Correct, yes, ma'am.
And all you do is service their account. And they get this from they ask you to take a survey, and then they tell you to pick a free gift.
Yes,
and then they start charging you hundreds of dollars every month on your card because you became a member?
They do have their terms and conditions on the site before you place their order. I do know some customers have told me that they were located at the very bottom of the page. So I do understand if you did not read them or see them.
And I called right back and I canceled it. And I'm going to search in my drawer who I spoke to and who I canceled it with, because
yes,
I'm positive. After I did it, I said, I'm going to get screwed. And I just totally forgot about it because they canceled it. And then my mom passed away, and I had to deal with her funeral and the cemetery and all this shit. And now I'm finding out that this company is ripping me off every month.
Okay, ma'am. So what I'll do for you is, ma'am, I do understand, ma'am. What I'll do is I'll get you, I'll refund both of those for you at 50%. So you can.
No, I don't want 50%. I want the full amount. I'm not getting anything for this except ripped off. And I never got any booster.
So you saying you never received that booster mail?
No, I did not.
Okay, give me 1 second. There is a tracking number here. Give me 1 second. Okay, ma'am. So according to the United Postal Service, the label was created, but it is not yet in the system. And that was since that was, you didn't receive that product, ma'am. What
no.
I'll do, I will add my family and friends discount to that and get you a 75% discount.
Wait a second. You're telling me that your records are showing that a label was made, but nothing was ever sent.
Correct, yes, ma'am. And this.
So that proves I never received anything, and you guys are charging me up the yin-yang every month. And now you want to only give me 75%? And then what about everything else? December and
so,
November.
So
I never got anything from you guys.
Those
never
charges, the,
checked the records and saw that there was a label made, but
okay,
nothing
ma'am.
Went out.
So really,
I can't.
Really, ma'am? To be honest with you, ma'am, we actually cannot refund you anything because those terms and conditions were on that web page before you. And when you placed that order, you acknowledging that was you acknowledging and saying that you read those terms and conditions and you agreed.
I canceled
and so,
it and you, I never received anything. And your records show that I never received anything from a tracking number because the label was issued, but nothing was sent.
Okay, ma'am.
And I'm
so,
being charged November, December, January, and February, and I've been charged $206.86 for nothing, just a ripoff.
Okay, ma'am. So what I was going to say, ma'am, I was going to refund you that at 75% and get you back those shipping and handling charges. But those $49 and $56 charge, ma'am, again, that was for that membership fee where you received a $125 gift card.
$125? I never. For where? Where does the gift card go? I don't want a freaking gift card. How can you? You know what? This is messed up. This is totally messed up.
Okay, ma'am. So I'm trying to help you get you back as much money as I can possibly can. But again, this was done all the way in October. And I wish you could tell me the person that you spoke to, because on this account, there is no call records and the system actually updates it itself when a customer calls in about the account. And there is nothing in the system showing that you called to cancel that account.
And there's nothing in the system that said it was shipped to me.
Okay, ma'am, so I just offered to give you that, give you back that shipping and handling charge.
Which is what?
$7.45. That's the only thing you paid for that product, ma'am, and you didn't receive it. So I can get you that.
But then I started being charged. I called and canceled. That's why I didn't receive it. I called and canceled. And it says that it wasn't sent to me, and I don't want your membership because this company is a ripoff, bogus place.
Okay, ma'am.
I can't even believe it. And now what are you offering me? You're offering me January and February only at 75% of what I've been charged for nothing?
And that shipping and handling charge, ma'am.
And what about November and December? $49.97, $49.97, January $49.97, February $56.95. I mean, I, why would I pay all this money for nothing?
Okay, ma'am, again, you received a $125 gift card to
didn't
their
receive
factory
anything, and I don't want your damn gift certificate.
Okay, ma'am, again, it's not ours. I'm just giving you the information that I have on this account, ma'am, and trying to help you as much as I can. I could actually do more. I can talk to my supervisor and see if we could at least do a courtesy refund on the February's charge, and see if we can. We can try and do a courtesy refund on the January charge, but if not, again, I would just discount that at 75% for you.
Well, I would really appreciate a courtesy discount because I deserve it. I got nothing for all this money except this aggravation that I don't need.
Okay, ma'am. Let me get my supervisor over here, let her know the situation, and see what she let me do. Give me 1 second.
Thank you. Just gonna throw up.
Okay, ma'am. So I just got done speaking to my supervisor. She did give me the okay to I could do a courtesy refund for February. She let me do one again for the January charge as well.
Okay, great. And the shipping and the handling that I never received either.
Yes, ma'am. And so you should receive an email regarding those refunds. You should also see it back in your account within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and can you confirm the amounts with me, please?
Give me 1 second, ma'am.
Thank you.
There'll be $114.88, ma'am.
$114.88. So that's $49.97, $56.95, and $7.45. Okay.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
And then I'll just deal with, now there's other charges from November and December. Is there any from October?
No, ma'am, besides the shipping.
Okay, so I have to deal with them on the $49.97 for November and December.
So is
now
your,
my membership is canceled, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I canceled it in October.
So again, ma'am, I did.
Thank you. Have a good day. You're
okay,
done, right?
Well, thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day as well. Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.